I'm Kevin R. Novak. I promote civil government school system abolition through deconstructing the Colosseum. I just finished reading Kevin Belmonte's book, A Hero for Humanity, about William Wilberforce, the human catalyst behind abolition of the English slave trade. The book chronicles Wilberforce's two great objectives. Wilberforce himself wrote, "God Almighty has set before me two great objects, the suppression of the slave trade and the reformation of manners." End quote. By manners, he meant morals. The book also chronicles Wilberforce's great change, the time from 1784 to 1786 when Wilberforce was slowly regenerated. After his regeneration, he sought John Newton's advice on whether to continue as a member of Parliament or join the clergy. Newton wrote this to Wilberforce, "Indeed, the great point for our comfort in life is to have a well-grounded persuasion that we are where, all things considered, we ought to be. Then it is no great matter whether we are in public or in private life, in a city or a village, in a palace or a cottage. The promise, 'My grace is sufficient for thee,' is necessary to support us in the smoothest scenes and is equally able to support us in the most difficult." End quote. Christians can and should be the civil government. After William Wilberforce was born again, John Newton didn't condemn him for trying to force Christianity on people. He encouraged him to establish law in conformity with Scripture. It just so happens that while Wilberforce was promoting abolition of the slave trade, he was working on people from the inside out, their morals. That is what civil government school system abolition is all about, working on people from the inside out, so that they eventually see that the existence of a civil government school system is wrong. Then there will be abolition. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecolosseum.com.